TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Colin. With a general election now set for Thursday, the 4th of July, 2024, this article by Heather sets out what visually impaired and disabled voters can expect when they arrive to cast their vote. Regardless of your level of sight or other disabilities, one of the first things to remember is that everyone now must show photo ID to be able to vote. If you voted in local elections over the past year, you'll already be aware of the ID requirements, but this is the first general election to be held since photo ID for voting became compulsory in May 2023. If you don't take your ID to the polling station, you won't be allowed to cast your vote. Acceptable photo ID includes national documents, such as a passport or driving licence, or locally issued documents from England, Scotland, Wales, or Northern Ireland. For example, a blue badge, older person's bus pass, or disabled person's bus pass. To be able to vote, you also need to be over 18 and on the electoral register held by your local authority. If you're not already on the register, the deadline for applying is Tuesday, the 18th of June. Moving on to assistance for individual voters, the Electoral Commission sets out rules for election officials and what they must make available to enable visually impaired and disabled people to vote independently and in secret. All polling stations must be wheelchair accessible and are required to have the following in place to help visually impaired or disabled voters. A tactile voting machine that fits over the ballot paper to help make sure you mark your cross in the correct place. A large print copy of the ballot paper, although this is for reference only and you can't cast your vote on the large print version. Magnifiers to help you see the print on the ballot paper. Additional lighting. Wheelchair height voting booths. Grips to help voters hold the pencil steady while voting. Assistance from polling station staff to be guided to the voting booth and to mark your vote if needed. Election officers are also able to provide additional equipment to help people vote, such as audio devices and hearing induction loops. However, these are not compulsory, so if you need this type of help, you can contact your local council in advance to make a request. By planning ahead, there are also other ways to help you cast your vote. A sighted companion. Visually impaired voters can bring a companion to help them vote on the 4th of July. Your chosen companion can guide you and assist you in the polling station instead of the election staff. They could also vote on your behalf, if that's your preference. A companion can be anyone over 18. They should take photo ID, and they'll be required to make a written declaration that you've asked for assistance. Appoint a proxy. If sight loss or disability makes it difficult to get to your polling station, you can appoint someone you trust to vote on your behalf. This is called voting by proxy, and you'll need to register your request at least 6 working days before the election. For this election, the deadline is Wednesday, the 26th of June. You'll need to complete and return an application form available from your local authority. Unless you're registered blind, you will need a professional, such as a doctor or a social worker, to support your application. Postal voting. A postal vote allows you to cast your vote at home instead of going to the polling station. Once you've voted, you'll return the ballot paper in the post so that it can be counted with all the other votes. The deadline for applying for a postal vote this year is Wednesday, the 19th of June.
TNF Soundings.